Welcome to our February 6th Shamanic Mentorship, right after St. Bridget's Day, right after Imbolc, which actually, astronomically speaking, Imbolc is really on February 4th instead of February 1st. But either way, it marks the beginning of spring, which I find really interesting because I used to think of it as in between winter and spring, but it's actually in between the solstice and the equinox. But Imbolc is considered spring, when spring starts, which I really think is interesting because, for me anyway, because I always used to think of spring as starting when everything started to bloom and blossom and, you know, all the things. And spring starts long before the things start popping up. Spring is happening under the earth right now. And even though it's really unseasonably warm here right now, usually it would be really cold and wouldn't necessarily feel like spring. So I just think it's a good reminder that the light is coming back and that we are actually in what would be considered spring, at least according to the pagans, if you want to go with how they were doing things. And since they were connected in with the moon and the sun and the movement of the light and the dark, feels like a good time to connect in with that energy. We also just had a new moon and the Chinese New Year. So lots of energy happening. And this is Year of the Pig. I might have posted it in the advanced training group, maybe not in the mentorship. I can share it there if you want. But I always think it's interesting to see which animal it is for the Chinese New Year. So this year is the pig. And I was reading about it because the pig is a lot of prosperity and personality. And, but also I thought it was interesting. There are a lot about prosperity, but also spending responsibly, which I thought was a nice balance, but very social and big personality. So, last year was really not according to Chinese astrology, but last year was really a year of clearing a lot of karmic patterns. And so I personally, in the last week or two, have felt a big shift. It feels lighter. Things feel lighter. I don't know if the rest of you are feeling that. Maybe you are, maybe you aren't. Maybe you're still in some karmic clearing, but I was very intentional last year to clear old stories and karma and to clear it from my body too. I was doing a lot of getting a lot of medical massage. I don't do it, but I receive it, and clearing a lot of trauma out of my physical body. So that was deep, deep, deep medicine work. And then, as you know, having an injury at the end of the year felt like a real birth of everything I had been doing over last year. So I know for me personally, I know that I was clearing a lot of old karmic patterns and also confronted an abuser from my childhood and finally slayed that dragon, so to speak. So big karmic stuff to clear last year, and hopefully you were doing some of that and might be experiencing a little bit more grace and ease this year. If not, keep doing it, keep excavating. But I've definitely felt a shift in the energy, and today going outside on February 6th and flip-flops didn't hurt either. I gotta be honest. It was nice. It's a little early, but it was nice. So I want to look at my notes here because I was really sitting with, I feel like I haven't seen you all in forever, and I think it's only been a couple weeks, but there's a couple things I wanted to talk about. I want to just remind you that the retreat is April 5th through 7th. I hope you can come. It's going to be awesome. And a lot of people are coming and are from the group. There's folks coming. Let's see. What else did I write down? Oh, right. So I also want to remind everybody, as you're working with your guides, remember to create personal relationship. I talk about this a lot, and I talk about it a lot because it's important. If you're working with, you know, oh, I have guides, great, who are they? You know, and if you don't know who they are, you want to start practicing and journeying and linking in with them. You don't have to see specific features. You don't necessarily have to know their name. They might just feel like a grandmother or a grandfather or a teacher or a messenger or whatever. But I want you to really make sure you've got at least a couple that you know specifically who they are to you, so that you are creating personal relationship. That's where it really gets deep. Misty mentioned something that I liked. You said, I think you're on the call, Misty. You mentioned, oh, and this isn't a call. Why did I say that? This is a session. I don't call these calls. I just did that though. So Misty said, Deanna, thank you for getting us meditating, Deanna. I really appreciate that. She was checking in about our meditation practices, and Misty was saying that she wasn't necessarily meditating every day, but she was remembering to check in with herself. And that's what will help when you have that moment to check in. Doesn't mean you have to take an hour and go shamanic journey. When you have a moment to check in, that's when you link with your guides. And the more you do that, the easier this work gets. The easier it is to link in, the stronger the relationship is. It's hard to explain to you what can happen once you start doing that. You just have to experience it. But once you have personal relationship, things level up. You also start to trust yourself more. I don't mind answering questions on the Facebook group page. I do my best to see all the posts, and usually I see most of them, I think. And if you ask me a question about your guides, I'm always going to reflect back to you and say, well, what did you get? What did they tell you? What does that totem mean to you? I'm always going to reflect it back to you and not just tell you what I think, because this is about teaching you and empowering you and supporting you to do this work on your own. And a big piece of that is trusting yourself. So one way to trust yourself is to create a personal relationship so that you feel more deeply connected and you can trust what you're receiving. So I want to reiterate that. Shelley asked a question about a friend who has cancer doing the cord clearing and forgiveness video that's on my YouTube channel. It's free. You can share it with anybody. They don't have to be in the mentorship. Anything on the YouTube channel, share it. Even if they don't know what this stuff is, if they're interested and they use it, awesome. I will sometimes get emails from people that I don't know who say they used that recording and how helpful it was. So please feel free to share. That's why I put it out there. And Shelley was asking about the part where I reclaim my power for myself, I return my power to you. And when you're saying that part in the cord clearing, she was asking, how does she do that if she wants to clear cords with cancer? And there's a few ways to look at it, but ultimately, if cancer has power over us and it has its own power, it's totally fine to say, I return your power to you, cancer, and I reclaim my power for myself. Also, what I would encourage is if someone's doing a cord clearing around dis-ease, such as like that or anything else, I would follow that up with a general soul retrieval. For those of you who know how to do soul retrieval on your own or can do it more specifically, because we've done lots of soul retrievals in these sessions, so feel free to go back and check any of those out. But if I were that person with that particular illness, I would go back and do a soul retrieval just before the illness started. And then see if you get anything from earlier in your life that would have linked in with that, that would have energetically started that. Every illness has an energetic and spiritual connection. So a good place to start, a good rule of thumb is go to just before, maybe 6 months or a year, or 3 months or whatever feels good to you, but before the illness happened, do a soul retrieval. Because you can do retroactive healing. So even if somebody already has something, you can go retroactively, go back and heal it. This is what we're doing all the time when you're doing soul retrievals with me. And when we go back to like when you were 4 years old and we do a soul retrieval and we do healing at that place, we're retroactively healing from the age of four all the way up until the age you are now. So this can work with illness as well. So that's something to keep in mind. It's also something to keep in mind for those of you who are like doing Reiki or working with people, you know, doing body work, especially if you're doing energy work, if they're open to it, and I would imagine most people would be, you can set the intention. Like, for example, with Reiki, there's no linear time frame for Reiki. It's not on a linear thought process like we are. So if you're doing energy healing Reiki as an example with someone who's 44 and something happened when they were 6 or 7, you can simply flow Reiki healing energy to them and set the intention that it goes back to when they were 7. I mean, you can do Reiki now and set the intention to receive it 3 weeks from now. I mean, this is, it's as big as you can take it. It's, it just let your imagination work with it, because you're not making it up in your imagination. You're remembering in what we call your imagination. Okay. So, and those of you who are working with clients, even if you're not doing energy work, if you have a client that you're having challenges with and you want to just set the intention that they receive support and healing from, you know, when they were 5 years old, so that maybe meeting with them is a little easier, if you have permission from them to do that. And if they're coming to you for healing work, then usually you have permission. So that's what I would do, according to what Shelley was asking. She was asking if the person, what do? You return the power to Cancer? And I'd be like, sure. Cancer has been given a lot of power. So if I were doing a cord clearing with it, yeah, I would say, Cancer, I return your power to you. I reclaim my power for myself. I would, you know, do all the things that we say in that recording. And I would also do a soul retrieval before the Cancer happened. And then if I was guided to do something from childhood that I could see moved in that direction, what I've done for myself, I feel like I'm talking really fast. So let me just take a minute and slow down. There's all this information going through my head that I want to share. The downloads are coming in quick, so I'm talking real fast. One thing that I've done in my birth family, because I'm adopted, so I don't have a lot of information, but for those of you who aren't adopted and do have information about your lineage and the health of your lineage, you know, when your doctor says, what's your family's history? If you know that your family has a predilection for something, you can go in and clear cords with that and clear the energy with that and make sure that that doesn't happen to you. So my my birth father died at 35 of cancer. My grandmother, birth grandmother, his mother, so father's lineage, also died of cancer. Those are the only two I know of, but I have a feeling it goes back in the family line. So I started doing healing work very early on in this process of doing shamanic work to clear any cords with that energy that was being passed down in my family line. And I also went back and did clearing throughout my entire energetic field. So my experience is that before something becomes physical, it's already in your energetic field. So if your family has a predilection for something and you think that it might be something that could show up in your world physically, then do clearing with your energetic field, like that bubble that you are in, and clear the energy of that illness and clear cords with it and shift the DNA and do all the things so that it never becomes a physical experience. So that's what I did with cancer, and so far so good. But knowing that that was something that my family was prone to, I chose to go ahead and do that. So I want you to know that it's really, it's as big as your imagination can take you, and also don't fall into this idea that it's linear. You know, it's not linear, and you really are able to shift and clear whatever you choose to shift and clear. Just trust yourself. Even if you think, well, maybe, what about, well, try it. It's not going to hurt anybody to choose to clear your energetic field of something that's being passed down in your family line if you don't want to carry it. And if you're already carrying it, then do the other stuff I just mentioned. So I just want to check in real quick and see if anybody has a question about that before I move on to some other things we're going to talk about. But Shelley's question about the cord clearing with cancer got me thinking about that. So I wanted to share with you some of the things that I do, give you some ideas to spark things for yourself. I know that a lot of you are healers doing healing work. So practice, see how it feels, practice on yourself, practice with friends, see what comes up. And you really can use that cord clearing for people, places, situations, things. It can be things that you don't want to remove from your world and things that you do want to remove from your world. And it's all about cleaning up the energy, cleaning up the unhealthy attachments, and creating forgiveness. So you're not harming anybody. You can clear with anybody, anytime, anything, a situation, an illness, all of it. I think I've mentioned before that I had a dog who had a lot of PTSD and wouldn't let me pet her. And so I was feeling triggered, and I did a cord clearing with her. Even though I was fostering her and just met her, she totally chilled out. The next morning, she was so much more relaxed. I mean, we still had work to do. She had a lot of PTSD, but she wasn't triggering me anymore, which calmed her down. Animals very quickly feel whatever energy you're putting out. So that's a great way to figure out what kind of energy you're putting out into the world, because they instantly respond. They're instant mirrors. So hopefully that gives you some ideas on things you can work with. And I, you know, especially those of you doing shamanic Reiki and healing work, but start with yourself, see how that feels, see how that goes. Oh, and I'm hearing some of you are wondering about for your kids. So yes, you can retroactively go back and heal things for your children as well. This is why we rewrite birth stories a lot. If it was a birth for yourself or for your children, your child, that was a bit traumatic or didn't feel good, didn't flow the way you wanted it to flow. I don't know if it ever feels good to birth a child, but energetically speaking, if it did not go the way you wanted it to go and it feels like there was some negativity in that experience, you can rewrite that birth story and completely heal the energetics of that, which will shift the energetics of your child in a positive way. And my experience is that you have permission to do that because it's your child, you're their mother, and you were a part of that process. So as you heal your energetics around giving birth, you're also supporting and retroactively healing anything with that child. And childbirth is traumatic, even when it's completely smooth and wonderful. It's pretty intense for both parties, for all parties. So just put that out there as well, since we're talking about it, and I could feel some mothers wondering about for their children. Yes, you can retroactively do work for your children as well. And if you know a child that has an illness and you're doing healing work with them, you can retroactively do healing work with them as well, soul retrieval. So lots of cool stuff to work with. What else is on the old list here? Excellent, excellent. Awesome. So just a logistic reminder that we generally meet the first and third Wednesday, but since I'll be in Peru the last Wednesdays of the month, we're going to meet again next week, which is pretty cool because we don't usually meet 2 weeks in a row. So that's neat. And then I will be back for our next new moon after. I'll be here next week and then March 6th, which is also new moon. So when I write, and I'm literally, I'll read that in just a second, Banta. I'm literally flying back, getting back on Tuesday from Peru, and then we have the mentorship on Wednesday. So that's going to be, I'm going to be really good and juiced up, so that'll be good. Yes, you can heal the energetics around the birth of an adopted child. Yeah, that's a great question. And since I'm adopted, I've had to heal. I didn't have to, but I chose to go back and do some work around that, even if I don't know what happened. I can still create a story in my mind of how I would like for it to have happened. So this is very much about, I mean, because ultimately, I mean, if you go back and heal your own birth, you don't really remember what happens unless your mom and dad tell you. So yeah, you can definitely do healing work with adopted children retroactively. You can do healing around their birth. You can also, let me see what they're telling me. So for me, I've done cord clearing with my birth lineages and with my adopted lineages. And cord clearing is just about cleaning up any unhealthy attachments and empowering healthy connections. So I've done that with all lineages because, say, if someone grew up with their grandmother, you know, that was your parent, so you want to do some cord clearing with them. Do cord clearing with everybody. I mean, really. Can you heal your child's lineage for their other parent's side? So Jennifer, I can see you just nod. Are you talking about like for your husband? Oh heck yes. You can do cord clearing on mom's lineage, dad's lineage, all the way back, forward and backward through time, throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms. You can also do lineage karma clearing on behalf of your children for both lineages. Yeah. Oh, heck yeah. When you're a mom to somebody, you have permission. I mean, I've been doing this work for 20 years and I have never had a child say no. And the truth is that child is part of you and you're healing your DNA and their DNA. But yeah, you can definitely do it on their behalf. Would it be wonderful if the dad would do it? Of course. I mean, that would be great. Would it be great if the kid could do it? Of course, that would be great. But if you're dealing with a 10-year-old, they 10-year-olds, they're, you know, they're not necessarily going to do this. Or really understand what you're talking about, but they will feel it. They're very sensitive and they'll pick up on it. So that's a great question. Yeah, you can definitely do it for both sides of the lineage. I mean, ultimately, y'all, you can do this with a child that's not even related to you. That's when I would ask permission of their soul energy, though. It's always nice to ask permission. One of the reasons it's important to ask permission is so that you keep your stuff out of it. Because, you know, if you're really wanting this thing to happen for this person, then you're attached. And if you're attached, the energies get crossed. It's not clean and clear. That's where it can get funky. And that's normal. We're human. You want the best for people. That's also the practice as a healer to keep your energetic tentacles out of it and really be free and clear as you do it. But yeah, you can. That's a great question. So if anybody thinks of questions, now, or even when we finish, feel free to post them on the Facebook page. I've done a lot of cord clearing. You have literally been doing about 15 years worth of cord clearing with people and lineage karma clearings and private sessions. And what I realized about 3 years ago is, so when I'm in a private session with you, and I'll just say Sandra, because she's right there and I'll use her name. So Sandra, I would say she would repeat after me, just like when you do the cord clearing with the recording, I would say, at this time, she would say, at this time. And I would say, I ask your forgiveness. And I would say her parents' names. She would, so basically I'm saying it first. So all these clients that I'm sitting with, I have cleared cords with their boyfriends, their parents, their grandparents. These are people I've never even met. But I'm telling you, after about 12 years of doing that, I was like, holy moly. I've personally cleared any energetics I might have, karma or otherwise, with people I've never even met on the planet, and I can feel the difference. I really do think it makes a huge difference to keeping things clean and clear, even though I've never met these people. And it was kind of inadvertent because I just had to tell them what to say, and I have to ask what the person's name is. So I end up saying it too. So that's pretty funny. But if you want to make it a little easier, you can simply clear cords with the, you can say, I clear cords with, saying humanity is kind of weird, but you can say with humanity. You're not disengaging from humanity. You're just clearing yourself out of the stories and the karma and the drama so that you can get more free and clear. You're still going to be human. You're still going to be in the stories. I mean, unless you're the freaking Dalai Lama or something, maybe he can step out, but even he doesn't step out. So yeah, so you can, I mean, you can be clearing cords with the trance that humans are in, you know, the not being awake, the lack of consciousness. You can clear cords with anything that you feel will support you because you're not cutting anything. People call this cord cutting. It is not cutting. That's resistance. That creates persistence. And then you just stay in that loop. This is simply a cleaning up of the energy. So, you know, I have a friend who's a shamanic practitioner who is doing a practice around clearing, she uses the word releasing, and y'all know I don't use that word, but she was doing clearing energy with, how did she put it? Something about humanity and like the story of humanity or the way that we just get in our human trance and we're just kind of asleep in the dream. So she was clearing energy with that, really getting herself sovereign, sovereign, sovereign. If you remember, we did that, the Peruvian New Year practice where you unplug from everybody and everything, even all the things you love, and then you're in your own energetic bubble. That's where actually I muted myself and couldn't unmute. And so we were in the longest, quietest journey for like 45 minutes because I couldn't get my thing turned back on. And the person hosting was so deep in the journey, she didn't know. That was pretty funny. but we had a long time for you to disengage. But that's a similar practice. When you just feel yourself get autonomous and sovereign in your own bubble, that's a good practice to do from time to time. And there is a recording of that somewhere in the archives. If somebody knows which one it is, please post in the group. I really encourage you to use that as often as possible. I think it's on my YouTube channel too. So that was a lot of information, but yeah, those are great questions. And you really can just let your imagination take it, because truly I cannot express enough that your imagination is not making it up. It's remembering. So that's important to do. So, right. So what I want to talk about now, we're going to do a journey, just a few minutes, but I wasn't sure what I wanted to do tonight because I had all these ideas. And usually I would talk about in bulk and all these things, but I've done that all the other years. So I'm heading to Peru, not this weekend, but next weekend. And this is not something I usually talk about, but I'm going to talk about it in the mentorship. It's not really a rule, but I'm going to break my traditional way. I'll say I'm going to Peru. I'll say I'm going to be in dieta, but that's usually all I say. However, I'm going to do it a little differently this time, but I'm only going to share with you all in this mentorship. So I'm going to Peru to do a plant dieta, which just means diet. I'm going to be doing a traditional diet, which is still not really fully traditional, but a plant diet is a way that the vegetalistas and the men and women who work with plants for healing, and also the maestros and maestras, those would be the people who lead plant medicine ceremonies. Plant diet is a traditional way that they got to know plants better, and they learned the healing properties, and they learned how to work with plant medicine. Back in the day, the super traditional way to do it, because usually it's a tree diet. They take the bark of a tree, and they put it in water and boil it, and they make a tea out of the bark. There are other ways to do diets, but I'm going to focus on trees for what we're talking about. So they make a tea out of the tree bark, and generally you would sit at the foot of that tree for 7, 10, 30 days, however long. You would just sit at the foot of the tree and drink the plant, the tea from the bark, and maybe eat if people brought you food, maybe not. And you were very much, it was like fasting, but you literally were sitting in the jungle at the foot of this tree. That was the diet. So it's shifted. And now, and some of them still do that, but for the auspices of us Western folks going over there to do it, you're put in what's called a tambo. I always want to say tambo, but it's a tambo. It's just a little hut, and it's screened in, and you're there by yourself. And it can be an 8-night diet, or, you know, it can be longer, but generally you want to do at least 8 or 9 nights. And you're there by yourself. You're not supposed to see anybody. You don't use soap. You don't use toothpaste. You don't put anything into your system that is not just free and clear and pure. And it's a very, very, very simple diet, very bland, very plain, because there is an element of fasting while you're doing it. So when I'm over there, I will be doing a traditional plant diet with cacao. Because I really wanted to, I have led cacao ceremonies for probably, I don't know, holy cow, like 7 years. Wow. Okay. That's longer than I realized. I just did the math. I thought it was like 4 or 5, but it's actually since 2012. And so I've worked with cacao a lot, but I have not done a traditional diet with it. Cacao isn't really a medicine they usually do a diet like this with. But the maestro that I'm working with they have the cacao growing on their land. So he said, let's try it. Since I lead cacao ceremony, he thought it would be good. And I wanted to connect with cacao in a different way, have a deeper connection. So this is a way that you can connect more deeply with plants, is just being intentional. When you drink tea, you know, when you put plants in your food, you're connecting with them physically. And that's really all I'm doing, just a more intentional version of it. So we're going to make cacao tea out of the bark from the cacao trees, and I will be by myself in the tambo, and they'll bring me minimal food, I think twice a day. And before you go, you prepare, you get all this as much salt as you can out of your diet, definitely sugar. If you smoke, you have to quit smoking. You don't drink alcohol, caffeine, meat, dairy. You clear all those things out of your diet for at least a week before you go. Most of that stuff I don't do anyway, so sugar is going to be the big – sugar and chocolate are the ones for me because I love me some chocolate. So you clean up your diet before you go, and then when I'm there, my diet will definitely be getting cleaned up. So a couple reasons I'm telling you this. One, because I don't necessarily focus a lot on plant medicine in the journeys, and I would like to do that tonight. And if you're open to it, I would like for each of you to pick a plant and start creating a personal relationship with it. Even if it's a plant that you can't ingest, there are ways to create personal relationship. And journeying and to connect with a plant as a teacher is very important. The plants have all the answers. They have all the answers. They have all the answers, okay? I cannot be clear enough. What's your question? Doesn't matter. The plants have the answers. So we work a lot with animal totems and archetypes and ancestors and guides, and it's really important to connect with plants in a personal way and have them as teachers as well, because they literally have all the answers, way more than ancestors, way more than any of us, way more than animal totems, because they're the ones who taught the ancestors. Like if you want to go way back to original shaman, you got to go to the plants, okay? So I'm telling you about going to Peru because if you would like to link in any way, I'm going to give you the opportunity to do that, energetically speaking. So starting next week, I guess Monday or Tuesday, I will start clearing things from my diet, which as I mentioned is not hard because I don't eat meat, I don't eat dairy, I don't drink caffeine. I don't add salt to things. I mean, for me, it's a pretty alcohol. I don't smoke. I like to do drugs, but I'm just kidding. I don't do drugs. So it's pretty easy for me to clear things out of my system. But if you would like to energetically link in, the download I received is that because we do this work together regularly in the mentorship, you can energetically receive through me going and physically doing it. So just like when we're in a cacao ceremony, as an example, and somebody comes to the middle of the ceremony and I work with them one-on-one and everybody in the circle receives it, it's going to be like that. If you want to link in, you do not have to, but this is a powerful opportunity to let somebody else do the hard part for you and receive the energetics of it. And plant diets are very powerful in that they not only physically cleanse your system, but they help bring clarity and they help what they call it is straighten your energy. So they consider it crossed energies and the plants need to straighten them. That's why the diet is so important, so that your energy doesn't get crossed with these other elements, these other foods, these other energies, which is also why, and you don't have to do this part if you're in a relationship, but you also don't have sex for at least a week before you go. And then when I get back, don't have sex for 30 days after I get back. And part of the reason of that is crossed energies with another person. So diets are really about uncrossing energies, getting you, they call it straightening your energy, which what I would call alignment. But they're actually physically straightening your energy. And I felt, Sandra and I worked with a maestro out in Colorado, and he did a bintiada, which is a healing where he came and he did the shakalpa. Actually, I don't even think he had a shakalpa in his hand, but he did it energetically and was doing a healing over me. And I felt the energy in my body like coming together and straightening up. I felt it uncrossing and straightening up. So this is a thing. It's a real thing and you will feel it. So if you would like to link in, you're welcome to clear some things out of your diet, be a little bit more intentional next week. And then February 19th through morning of the 27th, the morning of the 19th to the morning of the 27th, really keep your diet clean and clear and connect with the energy of cacao, and you can link in energetically. You will not affect me personally because I'm not linking with you. I'm allowing the vibration of the diet to get to be shared with you, and I'm happy to do that. On night 6 of the 8-night diet, I'll be sitting in ayahuasca ceremony. You can link in energetically, but you will not be able to come into the space. The maestro will not let you. So don't try, because you don't want to do that. I did that a long time ago. Don't do that. They don't like if you come into the space. They feel you and they remove you, and it can be scary because I did it one time. That's what I learned from Hamilton. So don't do that, because he won't let you in and I won't let you hook in with me either. However, if you want to energetically receive the medicine of ayahuasca on the sixth night, which would be what, the 25th? We're on East Coast time. It's the same time in Peru. So just know, if you want to link in that night, for those of you who have sat, even if you haven't, La Madre is a very powerful healer, and I'm giving you permission to vibe in. We will not link in with each other. You cannot link in with me. I got to do my own work. But the plants have been telling me to tell you all, so that if you want to receive the energetics of this, since you're working with me and learning from me, you can. You don't have to. I'm just putting this out there as an option, because that's the download I received. So I'll be finished the morning of the 27th, and if I haven't completely gone bat poop crazy from being by myself, I can't even take pictures. I mean, no phone, no nothing, no electricity. It sounds great until you're there for like 4 days and you can't leave the area. You got to stay in your area, like the bathhouse and the Tambo, that's it. So it's going to be interesting. I don't think it's going to be easy. And it also be exactly what I make it, you know. And I'm excited to connect with Cacao in this way. And if it flows, if it feels good to work with him, this is a new teacher that I'm working with. If it feels good, I'm really excited to go back and do a tobacco dieta later in the year, which I can explain later because that'll freak most of you out. So tobacco dieta is very intense. So just letting you know, if you want to connect in, you're welcome to do that. You will not be linking with me. You'll be linking with the plant medicines. And plants really do carry such deep medicine. And I would like to do a journey tonight and get you linked in with some plant medicines. You can even connect in with Cacao tonight. But I want you to connect in just like you connect in with the angels or the ancestors or animal totems. Like, connect in with this energy as a living being that can be a teacher for you. Ken's asking, yeah, Ken, if you want to follow the diet, you totally can. No salt. You know, the thing is, even if you're not sitting with a plant medicine, and I'm sure some of you have done this, if you shift your diet, get the salt out, well, don't get all the salt out because you lose all your energy, but just don't add salt, get the sugar out, get the alcohol out, get the tobacco out, all the things, the dairy, the meat. If you just did that for a week, you would feel how much more open you are. And the energies that you're trying to connect with are much more palpable. Your guides are so much more available to you when you clear out your energetic field. Meat makes you heavy and your body is focused on processing that in your belly and you can't link in. Dairy pushes the energy down and dampens the energy. I mean, I'm not saying these things are inherently bad if that's something you want to eat, but the cleaner you can be physically, you're going to have a much easier time linking in energetically. So if you've ever fasted for a few days, you know you're wide open. For those of you who come and sit in ceremony and we fast, we have a day of ceremony and we don't eat, at the end of the day, like one strawberry, so yummy. And it's so, tastes so much better than on another day when you ate a bunch of food, you know? So this is very much about clearing your psyche too. So if you want to do more a stricter diet, I can put info on the page. But even if you're not sitting in ceremony with the plant medicine, if you just did the diet, you're going to feel yourself get clear and your guides are going to be much more clear for you. So food makes a big deal. Honestly, y'all, one of the reasons I went into more of a vegetarian and then vegan diet was my spiritual journey. I used to eat the typical whatever stuff that I grew up on, meat and potatoes and dairy and all the things. But my spiritual journey has led me to a place of, I want everything to be clear. That's why I quit the alcohol, because I couldn't link in the way I wanted to link in. That's why the certain foods, I just started removing them. It was almost without even having to think about it. It was just, if it doesn't help me link with my guides, I don't really want it. And I still eat plenty. Don't worry, y'all. I eat plenty. I'm not worried about being, I don't have to worry about being too skinny. That's for shizzle. But there's certain things, and also in moderation. So yeah, if you'd like to tap in with that diet, even just for 5 days and see how you feel, I would encourage that. It's really good to check in with whatever you have an attachment to. If you're addicted to coffee, coffee is a plant. You're going to want to talk to that plant. If you're addicted to tobacco and smoking, tobacco is one of my primary teachers. Talk to tobacco. Create a relationship, especially if you want to stop smoking. Create a relationship so that you can. It's much easier to shift if you have relationship with that plant. Alcohol, it's called spirits for a reason. There's many spirits, lots of plants underlying the medicine of alcohol. So that's another way to you can create a relationship with the spirit of alcohol in a way to help shift out of drinking too much. Banta's asking if I can say a bit more about how you can best link in energetically. Just set the intention. I'll put down in the Facebook page when I'm going to be there in the actual diet, and just set the intention, you know. And if you're meditating or journeying and you're like, I want to receive the vibration of this cacao dieta, but be prepared because dietas shift your world. I have a friend who just did a Sanango diet, and the Sanango diet is very intensive and very strict. And they say that it's about 15 or 20 ayahuasca ceremonies in one diet, but he didn't drink ayahuasca. But that's the kind of straightening it can do. So if you're really wanting to feel some deep energy and you want to do some deep shifts, then link in. If you're not up for that right now, don't link in, because plant diets are powerful. And the maestro that I mentioned that Sandra and I sat with, I received his tree diets energetically in a plant medicine ceremony, and it just about knocked me on my butt. I mean, I was literally sitting at a wooden dining table. I had to get up and go. I was like, I need to touch a tree. So I went to the wooden dining room table with the wooden chairs. I just sat there and put my hands on the dining room table. I was like, this is a tree. This was a tree. Okay, I'm touching a tree. I was just grounding myself and saying holy flying monkeys a lot, because that's, Sandra knows what I'm talking about. Whenever things would get really tripped out, the maestro would say holy flying monkeys. So I was definitely having a holy flying monkeys moment, and I got seriously cleared. It's not just everything that happened that night. It's the things that came afterwards. It's the integration piece where things really get cleared. So I can talk a little bit more about that next week if you want, but I really want to go into ceremony right now. So don't worry about if you don't get it here, you'll get it here. And this would be really great for some of you who want to link in, because the plants will heal your life. Like, no joke. They will awaken you. They will wake you up. They will shift you, transform you. They will raise your vibration, your consciousness. The plants can do all of that. Even if you don't physically ingest them, the plants can do this, and you can do this with all plants. You do not have to go drink ayahuasca. I'm choosing to do that because it's part of what we're doing for that week, but this is probably the first time in 5 or 6 years that I'm sitting with it. I don't have to sit with ayahuasca to have her totally work me and teach me. So just know that you can connect in with plants energetically. I've never done this before. The spirits, the plants told me to offer this. So let's try it. Let's have an experiment, right? See how it works. But yeah, if you're wanting to just stay in your blah, blah, regularly scheduled program, zombie asleep phase, don't link in with me, because that's not what I'm doing. You will not want to link in if you want to stay asleep, because this will not help you stay asleep. So shizzle. So let's do some journeying. Good. We have about 30 minutes. I really encourage you, connect in with cacao or connect in with a plant that feels good to you. Go ahead and get comfy, because what I might do is, if we go until the end of the session, I might just let you stay in the session, because it's nice not to interrupt if you're deep in. So go ahead and sit down or lie down. We'll just call in Archangel Ariel for your dogs and cats who might want to interrupt. We'll just ask Ariel to hold. Anne Lovell knows what I'm talking about. Just for you, Anne. Got Ariel there. So take some nice belly breaths. And again, thank you for being here tonight. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being open to experimentation, because these plant medicines are really wanting to connect with the group. Nice breaths into your belly. Just taking a moment to let go of the day, let go of the to-do list. Relax your body as much as you're able to. Just really taking this time for yourself. Invoking the pillars of this temple, archangels, Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, Sandalphon, Metatron, Zadkiel, Melchizedek, Sandramane, and Cipriano. Activating this temple grid space so that we are in medicine world. Everything is welcome as pure love and pure medicine. And only as pure love and pure medicine. Breathe into your belly. Invoking our ancestors, invoking our guides, invoking the spirit, the teacher, medicine of Pachamama, Mother Earth, invoking the mountains and the waters, and the spirits of the land wherever you live that can be in highest support for you tonight. And connecting with your portal door and making your way through your portal door into your portal door into your sacred space. Take a moment, connect with your guides, connect with your sacred space. And see if there's a guide or two that you really want to make sure you have a good, strong connection with. And it's the new moon, so let's set some intentions with your guides. Let them know what your intentions are between now and the next new moon on March 6th. And really dream big. Everything is possible. Remember to ask for willingness. And find a plant medicine that you can connect with to start working with. It can be an herb, a flower, a tree. It doesn't have to be a psychotropic medicine, but whatever you want to start learning from, or if you already have a plant relationship, go deeper. And really see the spirit of that plant in front of you, with you. Allow yourself to have a tangible visual that you can be speaking with and learning from. Be sure to ask questions, receive gifts, whatever you'd like to do in your journey. Be proactive about your intentions.
Ayahuasca, Mari. Mari. Ayahuasca, Mari. Ayahuasca, Mari. Medicina Mari. Medicina Mari. La Madre Mari. Mari. Plantas, plantas, Mari. Mari. Plantas, plantas, Mari. Los árboles, Mari. Mari, ri, ri, ri. Los árboles, Mari. Mari, ri, ri, ri. Flores, flores, Mari. Flores, flores, Mari. Mari, ri, ri, ri. Tobacco, Mari. Mari, ri, ri, ri. Tobacco, Mari. Mari. Singado, Mari. Mari. Singado, Mari. Mari. Cacao, cacao, Mari. Mari. Cacao, cacao, Mari. Mari. Maestro, Mari. Mari. Maestro Mariri. Mariri. Maestro Mariri. Mariri. Maestra Mariri. Puma Puma Mariri. Mariri. Hengua Hengua Mariri. Mariri. Limpia Limpia Mariri. Mariri. Limpia, limpia, Mariri. Mariri. Limpia, limpia, Mariri. Mariri. Limpia, limpia, Mariri. Mariri. Dinti a Mariri. Mariri. Dinti a Mariri. Mariri. Dinti a Mariri. Mariri. Dinti a Mariri. Mariri ri 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 ri. Capirona Mariri, Mariri. Sanango Mariri, Mariri. Sanango Mariri, Mariri. Sananga Mariri, Mariri. Sananga Mariri, Mariri. La puna blanca Mariri, Mariri. La puna blanca Mariri, Mariri. Babinzana Mariri, Mariri. Babinzana Mariri, Mariri. Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca Mariri. Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca Mariri. Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca, Mariri. Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca, Mariri. Vintiara, ayahuasca, Mariri. Vintiara, ayahuasca, Mariri. Vintiara, ayahuasca, Mariri. Vintiara, ayahuasca, Mariri. Limpiada ayahuasca Mariri. Limpiada ayahuasca Mariri. Limpiada ayahuasca Mariri. Limpiada ayahuasca Mariri. Mapacho Mariri. Mariri. Mapacho Mariri. Mariri. Mapacho Mariri, Mariri. Mapacho Mariri, Mariri. Claridad, Mapacho Mariri. Claridad, Mapacho Mariri. Limpia, limpia, Mapacho Mariri. Limpia, limpia, mapacho, mariri. Vinti ara mapacho, mariri. Vinti ara mapacho, mariri. Medicina, ayahuasca, mariri. Medicina, ayahuasca, mariri. Luz divina, ayahuasca, mariri. Luz divina, ayahuasca, mariri. Luz divina, ayahuasca, mariri. Luz divina, ayahuasca, mariri. Vintiara, ayahuasca, mariri. Vintiara, ayahuasca, mariri. Vintiara, ayahuasca, mariri. Vintiara, ayahuasca, mariri. Limpia, limpia, ayahuasca, mariri. Limpia, limpia, ayahuasca, mariri. Limpia, limpia, medicina, mariri. Limpia, limpia, medicina, mariri.
Oh, Breathe into your belly. Coming to a place of completion for now. Always welcome to go back and reconnect anytime. And really bring that plant spirit or spirits with you when you step back through your portal door. Very intentional to keep these plant teachers close. Of course, your other guides and teachers are welcome to step back through the portal door with you as well. Once you're back into your physical space, just remember to close the portal door behind you for clean and clear energy. And just feel your guides and that plant spirit with you in your physical space, wherever you are right now. Remember that they are always with you, always with you. Don't have to be journeying to connect with your guides. If you have felt an affinity or a connection or you're curious about ayahuasca, just ask the spirit of that medicine to make itself known to you and bring guidance. If there's other energies, San Pedro, tobacco, maybe peyote, whatever, you know, it could also be an herb or a flower. It could be an oak tree. Just remember they're all equally powerful. Don't get caught up in the one is more powerful or more important or more special just because it's psychotropic. They're all equally powerful. But I was singing an Icaro, an ayahuasca Icaro, and channeling one of my teachers in the realms who used to be alive, is no longer alive. This is called a Shakapa. I got it all over my laptop and all over my lap, because I was banging it against my laptop. It's the leaves of a plant that have dried, so you can't really be whacking it against stuff unless you want to fall apart, so I'll have to be more careful next time. But I was digging the energy of it clunking against there as we were getting in. So that was a very shortened version of singing an Icaro and bringing in healing and cleansing limpia, asking the plants to heal and clear our energies. And then Puma and Jaguar wanted to come in because the teacher that I was channeling would shapeshift into a jaguar during ayahuasca ceremonies with a big old head, sometimes freak people out. So that wanted to come through. The way to connect in with plant teachers is to set the intention, even if you're not ingesting them. And just remember that the herbs and the spices that you're putting on your food are plant medicine. The tea that you're drinking is, even if it's in a bag, it started out as plant medicine. The grass that you're walking on is plant medicine. It's all plant medicine. So see how much of that comes into your awareness over the next week. And since we're at a new moon, heading to the next new moon, it's a really beautiful time to be, opening up the intentions before the full moon. So thank you all for being here. That was a lot of fun. I really like to sing in plant medicine, and I usually don't focus that much on it because I want to keep it more general for everybody, but that was fun. I also want to mention this funny card that Jennifer Miller sent me. You sent this, Jennifer. And it's got parsley and sage and rosemary, and then it says thyme, but there's no little packet. And so I honestly thought it had fallen off in the envelope and looked for it, but it said, let's get together if you have the time, thyme, because the time's not on there. Ha ha. Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. And it was sitting here next to me, and we're talking about plant medicine. So there you go. That's perfect. So if you have any questions, don't hesitate to, post them on the Facebook group page. And I'm pretty psyched we get to connect again in a week. That'll really keep things flowing. So, and thanks for your questions. So Sandra, if you just want to unmute everybody and we'll say okay. Goodnight. Thank you all for being here. I don't know what I did.